Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this episode is came out of a conversation I had with my Sunday afternoon football buddies. So I have a regular standing Sunday date with a couple of friends that we call Super Couch Academy, because we sit on a couch and watch football. And we were having a conversation the other day, and we were talking about there's a quarterback who plays for the New England Patriots. He's a rookie this year named Mac Jones. And he plays way better than anyone ever expects a rookie to play, because the level of play at the NFL is so far beyond the college game that even players who are great in college, it usually takes them a year or two and sometimes even three for the game to slow down enough for them to be as good at pros as in college. And we were just marveling at how well this guy is playing. And somebody asked me, well, why do you think it is? And I said, well, it's because he has a short memory and a slow heartbeat. And it was just an offhand comment. But when we started to think about it, and when I continued to think about it after the game, I realized that actually that's the key to high performance in pretty much anything. A short memory, because it doesn't really help us to be in our heads reliving our past failures or our past glories when there's something for us to do right now. And a slow heartbeat, in the sense that winding ourselves up and making something a bigger and bigger and bigger deal is the opposite of bringing out the best in ourselves. And then I was thinking, okay, well, so, you know, are those things just traits that some people are born with, or are those things that are cultivatable? And it seems clear that up to a point, while some people may have come by them without putting a lot of work in, and other people have been more deliberate about them, they are cultivatable. You can certainly have a shorter memory and a slower heartbeat. But that they're really both the effect of a deeper understanding of how the mind works and how what it is that lets us be at our best more of the time. And so the short memory part, if you see that we can't be completely present with one thing while part of our attention is on something else, then it starts to make sense that we are going to do better at whatever it is that we do when we are not distracted. And one of my favorite examples, I was talking with the, I guess he's a coach, but I first came across his work, W. Timothy Galway, in the Inner Game series of books. The Inner Game of Tennis was his first, and the Inner Game of Golf, and there are inner games of everything now. But he told me a story at lunch one day about working with this golfer, and the golfer's question for him was, why is it that I could hit this perfect drive, this perfect tee shot on the fourth hole, but on the fifth hole, I did everything exactly the same, and I shanked it. It went completely the wrong way. And Tim asked him, well, what do you mean by exactly the same way? And he said, well, I set my club up on five the way that I did on four. I took the same practice swing on five that I did on four. I held the same line with my shoulders and hips as I did on four. I had the same swing thought. I had the same target. And Tim said to him, well, on the fourth hole, were you trying to replicate what you had done on the third? And that was when the guy got it. That even though it seemed like a good idea at a certain level to try and recreate what he had done before, that swing that he'd done on the fourth hole was so pure because he wasn't thinking about it. He wasn't trying to do anything. It was just the swing that came when he allowed himself to be completely immersed in the moment. So the thing about a short memory is you're not too high from the thing that worked the last time, and you also don't get too low about the thing that didn't work the last time, whether that's an interception or a business deal that didn't work out or getting yelled at when you asked a question. The slow heartbeat part comes from seeing that we are at our best when we are able again to be fully present, and that the one of the main things that stops us from being fully present is we get caught up in our own emotionality, in our own tension. And we inadvertently create tension and don't see that tension is the enemy of high performance. Now, I first really saw that for myself, not in a performance situation, but in a weird conversation I had with my wife once, where she had gotten mad at me that I didn't get mad enough about something at a dinner party. And I kind of knew what she meant, and she did have a point. And I knew what I meant, but I didn't know how to say it. I knew why I didn't get upset. And it wasn't because I was in denial, and it wasn't because I didn't care. And I finally, in trying to explain it to her, heard myself. And what I said was, I just don't do well when I'm really worked up. So if I just get worked up, I'm okay to be worked up, but I'm not going to do it on purpose. And she got that. But more importantly for me, when I heard myself say it, I got that. We get in the habit of winding ourselves up about stuff, not seeing that it works against us, not for us. And look, when the habit's there, it's there. There's not a lot you can do about it except let it unwind again afterwards. But there's no value in doing it on purpose. And the more you see how unhelpful a long memory and a fast heartbeat is, and how helpful a short memory and a slow heartbeat is in performance situations, the easier it will be for you to develop both. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.